Strange scripture. Their strength is to sit still. And that's a very hard lesson to learn. Sitting still in confidence and quietness shall be your strength. But we're finding it out, aren't we? I've been finding out the greatness of thy loving heart, sitting in thy presence. And I was very much interested in reading some biographies of men and women that have known God very greatly, very richly, that they all came into the same rest, great rest. They ceased from their own works, and thereby they won a great victory because God won it for them. When my brother had received the baptism in the Holy Ghost, he came home, and we were all a little bit afraid of him. We thought he had gotten into some awful delusion. So he didn't say much. He just came home and he let his light shine. And my, it was a real light. He was a young student. And one of the first things that impressed me was a motto he made himself. He cut it out of paper and hung it on the wall. And it said, "Let go, let God." That was strange to me. Let go. Let God. And the way that motto was created was by another student who was in trouble. And somehow he was impressed by the testimony of some man of God to let God do it for him. And so he made that motto. He made it out of letters, paper letters, strung them on a piece of string and hung them on the wall and said, "Let God." But that last letter was kind of weak and it fell off. And when he came to look at it, it said, "Let go." Well, that was a revelation, real revelation. And so that's what created that motto, "Let go, let God." Their strength is to sit still. Praise the Lord. It's a wonderful text, isn't it? Strange. But oh, how strangely true, in confidence and rest shall be your strength. But these folks that God spoke to, they were persecuted. The enemy came with their cavalry regiments. And you know, if you ever saw some of these Arabians thundering through the desert sand, you saw a sight. I saw them in Cairo around the pyramids. It's a beautiful sight. And, you know, they know how to ride. The tradition said that they were horses with men's heads. They rode so fast that you couldn't see the heads of the horses. And so they thought that the Huns and the horse was one. They were fearful, fearful. And these Jews were scared stiff. And the Lord says, "Your strength is to sit still." But they said, "We don't want to. We want to flee. We're going to flee upon horses." The Lord said, "Okay, they'll catch you alive." They did. But oh, if they had learned their lesson to enter into rest, the rest of faith. Oh, what marvelous, marvelous lessons God has for us. You know, you don't find them in theological books. You don't find them in seminaries. You don't find them. You find them in the heart of God. I said to God when I read the 91st Psalm, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High." I said, "Well, who dwells there?" There must be a place like that. "He shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." What security? What safety under the shadow of the Almighty? I said, "God, there must be a place like that, and if nobody finds it, I'm going to find it. I'm going to hide in there." Hallelujah. Oh, it's been, to me personally, such a marvelous, marvelous discovery to know and to say, "Lord is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." Newspaper reporter had me on the phone the other day for a half an hour. And I don't know what made him ask me what color my hair was. Why, I said, it's black. He said, do you have any gray hairs? I said, you have to look for them. And how old are you? And what makes you look so young? Well, I sat still, you know, while others were rife hunting. Praise the Lord. Oh, to rest in God. To rest in God, my Father, my Father, my Father. Terstegen expresses it. He says, so many people are in great trouble all their lifetime, and all they need is God and rest. All they need is to sit still. My, what a marvelous discovery to know that God really takes over. He really does. He really takes care of his children. I was looking at little Krista today. She is really cute. And I said, and while I looked at her, God spoke to me. Except ye be converted and become as little children. When I saw her romping around and rolling around on the carpet, I said, you happy childhood. No trouble at all. No worry of any kind. Nothing to do but to eat and sleep and be carried around. You don't even have to walk. Well, that's what Jesus means when he says, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's the kingdom of heaven where the king takes over. He really is king. He really is the boss of everything concerning you. Praise the Lord. Says you can't turn one hair white or black. Praise the Lord. Well, if he wants to keep it black, okay. And if he wants to turn it gray, gray hair is a crown of glory to the person that behaves themselves. Oh, hallelujah. God and rest. All else, a weary load of a traveler on an endless road. Oh, let us learn our lesson. And as we learn to sit still, this has always been our experience in our days of prayer, that the longer we pray, the longer we tarry, the more calm you become. And you sense somehow that that calm is not made up of laziness. Quite the opposite. It's life. Life from heaven. But you know, we're so stupid, we think that power is movement. Well, it is. It produces movement, but power itself isn't movement. People think a meeting's very powerful. Everybody rolls around on the floor and everybody screams and shouts and claps their hands. My, didn't we have a wonderful... I never saw a meeting like that in my life. Well, I've seen far better meetings where nobody moved at all. Nobody said a word. Everything was still because God was in charge. God had come. Look into nature. Someone expressed it like this. If man had to create the irrigation of the earth, what would they do to pump the water of the ocean up into the sky? You know what mighty, mighty waters are up in the heavens? Whole oceans are up there. If you don't believe it, look at the Rhine or the Rhone or the Amazon River. You stand at the shores of the Amazon, you can't look across. And that Amazon keeps flowing like a mighty river. He just keeps rolling along. And where does that water come from? Out of the heavens. And how does it get up there? Well, God pumps it up there, but you don't hear it. If man had to do that, they'd put up pumps and... My, you couldn't live for noise to pump all those oceans up there. But God does it quietly. While I was sitting here, the water's being pumped up there. So quietly. That's power. The power that moves the steam engine is invisible. It's inside that steam engine. The power of God that works mightily within you is invisible. It has possessed the very center of your being. And people think they're powerful when they... And people actually try to produce power by clapping their hands and making some kind of a noise. And that isn't power. I always tell about the engineer in Switzerland when he was running a train up in Zellerziegel. When he passed the house of his sweetheart, he'd whistle. And then he lost all the steam. He couldn't go anymore. He had to fire up for a half an hour to get enough steam to move that train again. It was all dissipated. The steam was gone. And the steam that you see and hear doesn't drive any train at all. Oh, God's teaching us a marvelous lesson to sit still. There's strength. Have you ever discovered it? Have you discovered the strength of Jehovah being ministered to you? That's what Jesus means when you pray and when you fast. Pray fast before your Father who is in secret, and He'll reward you openly. Then when He asks some service of you, it's powerful. It's effective. But it was created on the inside when you were alone with God, shut in with Thee, O Lord, forever. Glory to God. Oh, I do thank God for having given us grace to approximate this truth. It's a Bible truth. Glory to God. It's God's truth. It's Christ Himself.